Well, personal financial advisor, executive director at Galileo Capital is Warren Ingram. Our feature this evening is to do with emails that you're getting, Warren Ingram. And two big themes are coming through hard and fast. Let's do them. Tell me what they both are and then let's deal with them individually.
So the two that are bothering people at the moment is one around retired people who, you know, who generally have their money in living annuities, and they're sitting in a position where, you know, with the living annuity, what happens is once a year you're allowed to adjust the income from that living annuity, and you're compelled to either make a decision, which is, you know, I need to change the percentage or the amount that I'm going to draw, or you can just let it ride, and if it rides, that means that if you were drawing 5% a year ago, you're going to draw 5% now. And of course, now you're going to be drawing 5% from a significantly smaller amount of money than you were a year ago, which means your pension is less. So it's causing huge consternation for retired people now, and a lot of them are stuck in an incredibly difficult place. So that's certainly one very big theme now that's coming through. And then the other one is I don't know if you'd call it good news, but you know, more and more people are asking about the interest rates being offered by the government via RSA retail bonds, and you know, asking questions around, is it a good thing? Can we trust the government? You know, will they pay? What are they? You know, if they need all this money, will they ever give it back? And those kinds of questions. So those are the two sort of main themes that we're dealing with at the moment. And of course, both of them dovetail around people looking for income from their capital.
All right. I mean, let's talk about income from capital because it's absolutely pivotal and we're going to see interest rates sharply decline. We've already had two interest rate cuts this month, over the last month, 100 basis points each, unprecedented. I hate the word, but it's what it is. And very, very significant reductions in interest rates. We've got the prime lending rate now, sitting at 7.75%. I can't remember it being this low in a very, very long time. And for anybody who's on a fixed income, that's devastating because you are getting less and less on your capital. So this is the time when scamsters start scheming and start creating Ponzi schemes and all sorts of other things, as we saw in 2008, 2009. They make compelling arguments as to why you should give lots of money to the Bernie Madoffs of the world and others. So we've got to be, one, aware of that risk, and two, you know, be aware that, you know, money is a finite resource when you're not earning any fresh money.
100%. And it's amazing. I think, you know, we did quite a few shows, I mean, around that time about trying to expose some of these scams. And some people listened and lots didn't. And, you know, when they blew up, it was horrifying to see. So I'm really hopeful that you know that people have learned some, you know, unfortunately painful lessons, but hopefully, you know, the sort of next generation of retirees will take those lessons to heart. And you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't think, you know, if you're kind of in your late 60s now, you know, early 70s, you don't have time to lose money to a scam and allow sort of, you know, markets to recover and the like. So being protective of the capital that you have and looking for a decent rate of income is crucial. And I think, you know, we kind of, you know, there are lots of cliches and some of them are terrible and some of them are good. But in this one, you know, the too good to be true, you know, is certainly one to be wary of in this instance. You know, anything in this environment that can pay you or that will pay you more than, you know, let's say around about the prime interest rate, that's 7.75, you should be asking real questions. You know, unless it's got a lot of risk, you know, the likelihood that a high quality investment can pay you more than 7.75 is extremely low. You know, so just be really careful. If someone says to you, you know, we've got a investment product and we can pay you 12 or 13% a year, if it's not an RSA retail bond, the likelihood is it's either very risky or it's a scam. And in both instances, you need to ask some serious questions.
So what is a retail savings bond and why should we be interested in it? Because it's not something that you've punted aggressively before or suggested strongly. Punted is such a terrible word. It's not something that you it's not something that you've recommended before. You're a very pro shares individual, you're a very pro equities individual, you love companies that pay big fat dividends, but that world has changed, at least for now, because those sort of certainties, as strong as they were, have evaporated.
Well, I must say, and certainly I wasn't, you know, out there scouring the internet for things like this. It happened much the same as when you forced me to look at Easy Equities the first time. You know, it's about people asking.
I asked.
You did. So it's about people asking questions, and by the third or the fourth sort of question, you start to say, okay, hang on, you know, there is a theme here, and what's happening? And so I went to go and have a look at, and you know, so just a little bit of an explanation. It's something offered by government, and it's, you know, it's run by Treasury, which always gives me a sense of comfort, because, you know, that is certainly one part of our government that functions incredibly well and has a very good history of doing that. And what they're doing is they're offering, I mean, for want of a better word, you know, fixed deposits to investors. It's only to private individuals, and, you know, you have to be a South African ID holder to be able to go in there. So it's not for, you know, big pension funds and the like. This is just for South African individuals. And what happens is you can buy, you know, you can invest in anything from a 2-year fixed deposit to a 5-year. And when I looked at the website, I realized that actually these interest rates are phenomenal. And so I guess it's a function of the downgrade that's happened. And, you know, government now, when they're looking for deposits and looking for capital that they can deploy, you know, they need to offer very good interest rates. And I'm glad to see that, you know, in this instance, you know, South Africans can actually benefit from these high interest rates by buying those RSA retail bonds. Like any fixed deposit, you know, if you put your money in for let's say the 5-year, I initially thought it was 11.75% a year, but I see I was mistaken. It's 11.5% a year. But if you put your money in for 5 years, you know, the government is guaranteeing that you will earn an interest rate of 11.5% per year for 5 years. Now, if someone asks me over a 5-year period what I would expect from the stock market, it's roughly going to be around 12.5% a year. But, you know, as we've seen in the last few months, there's no certainty, no guarantee that you will get that return. And so to be offered this kind of a return is extremely attractive for certain investors, and especially older investors who get a lot of tax breaks around interest that they earn, and who might need, you know, some certainty around their income, you know, as an example. The only big downside, and it's probably one of the reasons why I've generally shied away from, you know, these kinds of investments, is that you're putting money away for 5 years, and you are only going to get interest, and therefore you are going to pay tax on that interest. So I don't like that side of it. But even, you know, for someone who might only get 5% now at a normal bank's fixed deposit or money market account, to kind of get, you know, close to 8% or 9% a year after tax, you know, that's compelling. And I think it's something that, you know, I'm kind of sitting up and going, well done, Treasury. I think you've done something really good here.
All right. So obviously you're tied up for a shorter period of time, for a 2-year or a 3-year period. You're going to get a lower rate of interest. The idea here is you lend government money over an extended period of time. And then do they give you the 11.5% once a year as a lump sum payment? Do they pay you a regular stipend so that you can survive month on month? How does it work?
For people under the age of 60, they give you the option of the interest being paid out to you twice a year, or you can let it roll over. So you can just let them capitalize that interest, and, you know, then your interest grows on itself. So you get an element of compounding there. But if you're over 60, you can elect for that interest to be paid out to you on a monthly basis. So typically, let's just say it was today, in the middle of the month, you could then sign up now, and at the end of next month, so that's the only trick in this thing, it'll be the end of next month, you would get your first interest payment, and you would get that every month for the full 5-year period, if that's what you chose, or the 2 or 3 year period. So for people who are in the position where they need to store cash and are looking for some kind of, you know, quality income that's reliable, you know, this is the place to go. Not your local scamster down the road who's trying to sell it to you, you know, at the corner cafe when we're allowed to go to corner cafes again.
So now I take 10,000 rand and I buy a government bond at 11.5% and I commit my money for 5 years. Is that 11.5% fixed for the entire 5-year period? If interest rates go up or interest rates go down, it doesn't matter. I have a contract with government to give me that rate up until the date when I ask for my capital back.
Correct. And now I'm going to sound like someone I'm punching, and I can promise you government's not paying me a cent. They're just charging me tax. But the nice thing with this kind of investment is if interest rates go up, you can actually elect at that point to say, hang on, I'd like to reset. I'd like to move out of my 11.5%, you're now offering 12%. The only trick there, you won't pay a penalty or lose any money. The only trick is that you will reset the period of the investment. So, you know, let's say in 6 months' time, if government says we're going to push this up to 12%, then and you've done a 5-year now, then that means that you're only going to get your money in 5.5 years if you choose to go that route. You can just say, not interested in that. I want to stay on the 5-year deal. If you need your money in an emergency, you can actually access the money after 12 months, and what the kind of almost the penalty that you'll pay will be one interest payment. So you know that is something to be aware of. You can break it, but you know try not to, of course. But certainly your contract is fixed, and if you stay on the terms, you know government stays on their terms. I think the likelihood of government not honoring this contract is extremely small. You know? So people asking questions around, you know, are they just going to take my money now and the like. You know, if they do that, they've probably done many other worse things before then, you know, for that to happen. So I think, you know, for me, that's a really small concern. I think it's more likely to snow in December.
And then in the event of death, because as you get older, the risk of mortality increases. In year three, you very sadly die, and you've still got 2 years to run on this particular contract. Does it pay up? Does it allow your beneficiaries to keep it to the full term if they want to cash it in without a penalty? How does that work?
That's a fabulous question, and I don't know the answer.
Look at you. I finally got one.
I thought you were going to stop somewhere, but no. So I don't know the answer. I know you can nominate beneficiaries, but whether you're allowed to extend let it run its course and then pay out or not, I'm just not sure. I mean, I think it's on their website. And truthfully, their website really is good. And I think, you know, it's really self-explanatory. Lots of frequently asked questions kind of answers. And if I had more time, I'd look and answer I'm not going to try.
Don't do that. I mean, if you have the time, because you are locked up at home, if you have the time, and you can just give us a little update next week, that'd be useful. And so when you look at something like an 11.5% return over 5 years, and you put 10,000 Rand in, you'd expect that money to more than double in value over that period of time. You would expect to get what, a total of 22 or so out ultimately.
Your money, if you earn 15% a year, your money doubles every 5 years.
Okay.
So this will be a bit less than doubling, but it will go a long way. I mean, you know, you're going to probably, I mean, I, again, I haven't done that sum, but you're probably going to, you know, get to sort of, you know, 1.8 times your money. So nearly double, but it is a heck of a good return. I think just to be cautious here, I'm not saying to people, you know, sell your unit trusts or your exchange traded funds if they're in shares, because this is the answer to everyone's problems. That's not the case. People who are in shares and have experienced this dramatic drop that we've had, and you've got the time on your side and you don't need income, then let the stock market recover. It will recover and you will be rewarded for your patience. This is really for people who have cash looking for a good place to store that cash and need to get a quality rate of interest that they can trust. That's the competitor here. I think it's not, you know, it's a competitor for banks, fixed deposits and the like. It's not a competitor for a stock market investment, for example.
But you are going to pay tax on interest depending on your thresholds. You are going to pay tax on it. We've got to factor that into this. This isn't just a free 11.5%. You pop a million Rand in and you think you're going to earn yourself, 115,000 Rand a year in interest and there's going to be no consequence to it. There is a consequence. That consequence is taxable. Your interest is taxable. And depending on your tax threshold and your age and all of that sort of stuff, there is that you have to take into account when you're doing this.
Exactly. And I think really, you know, it's probably most suited to people who are over 60 and over 65, because you do get more and more tax breaks from government on the interest that you earn, and your tax thresholds change, and obviously you have less time to participate in stock markets and the like. So certainly for a portion of money, I think it's really attractive, and especially for people that are now looking at their bank fixed deposit and saying to themselves, well, we've lost 2% of that a year now because the Reserve Bank's dropped interest rates. This is an extremely attractive option for the rest of us. I think if government made these tax free and offered out 11.5% a year, it would probably put a serious dent in the investment industry. I think that it would be such a compelling product to own. It would be really hard to advise against it.
And it would be fairly affordable. Look at what governments have to pay internationally to borrow money. It would be a good way to borrow money and to reward citizens for having faith in South Africa's future. Warren Ingram, Personal Financial Advisor, Executive Director at Galileo Capital.